There you go. I guess more football-centric. Johnny Manziel on the Late Show with David Letterman last night to do the top 10. We'll have some of that for you.
Correct.
After the 7:30 news. And so there's talk that Cliff Kingsbury might leave, huh?
Okay. Rumor has it.
Yeah. Well, you know, if he wants to, and Texas Tech's fine. I had a son who graduated from Texas Tech. There are people out of Texas Tech who love being there, which is an important thing. You need to love being wherever you are. And if you love being in Lubbock, then...
More power to you.
That's exactly right. More power to you.
But right now, he's in the top two contenders. We'll, of course, share all this in a little bit. But he's in the top two, and you know, it's just kind of... It depends on what he wants to do, if I had to guess.
Yeah, and again, that's probably any hot property. You know, you decide what the motivation is, and he's the only guy who knows what his motivation is right now. He's 33 years old.
Making $400K.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah.
Presume he'll make more, but I'm also figuring that, you know, Texas Tech could probably offer him $2.5 million a year to come out there. Yeah, if you want to do that, you know. Remember, you do have a pretty good football team that's still here, and you could stay here another year or two and, you know, maybe go to a school people have heard of.
Yeah. that was tacky, wasn't it? Golly. Anyway.
Well, and you got Manziel coming back with, you know, they're not losing everybody on
offense. No. They've got some pretty good ones and some pretty good ones coming up. But that's, you know, again, I think that speaks to what Coach Sumlin said the other day about players who will leave early to go to the NFL. Your staff gets rated sometimes if you're pretty good at what you do. You know, people will look to offer you money to go someplace else.
It's hard to believe he's only been coaching since 08.
Yeah, that's true. He wanted to be an Aggie. Aggies didn't offer him. Just remember that. He wanted to be an Aggie. He just wasn't offered a scholarship here. He's from where? Down in New Braunfels.
I believe that is correct.
Part of the world. So, I don't know how it works. Everybody's still alive this morning? I mean, well, some people died, but I mean, most...
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody in our circle still alive. And how did that happen? Because Facebook went down yesterday.
It did?
Yes, it did.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even know. You did, too.
No, I didn't.
I heard you were running through the halls tearing your hair out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I pulled off all my clothes and yelled in Latin. Well, okay. Not. I had no idea it even went down.
Why would... never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, no, anyway, I talked about that before. I had a professor that did that.
Oh, okay.
Right. Kind of had a breakdown.
All right, that's
stripped
fine.
Naked in the classics
right.
building.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever. Anyway, we didn't ever figure you'd do that. Here's what... I mean, and what are you supposed to do? What did people do with their time yesterday when Facebook went down? It was some sort of a technical issue that brought Facebook down for a lot of people. And by the way, apparently Gmail was out for a while on Monday
morning.
Really? How did the world continue to turn?
I don't know.
We found something else to do with our time? Is that right?
I was making some Christmas ornaments, and I was reminded of the classic expression. Well, it's not classic because I made it up, but it was that it's not a...
There would be a slight difference.
My thought was, it's not a true craft project until blood has been shed.
Oh, and so you shed blood?
I always shed blood with craft projects.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, it's great, thank you.
Good, just checking in to let you know I'm alive.
All right, thank you, good. Survive Facebook going down. You know, I used to make Christmas ornaments, too. You're saying that. That reminds me.
What kind did you make?
Well, I'd get red construction paper and green construction paper, and I'd cut strips, you know, and I'd make those little circles.
Oh, those little chains.
Yeah, and interlock those, yeah.
Well, if you want to see what I made.
I was going to say, when you were seven?
That's about third grade, I think I did that. Yeah.
They're very special. They are on the WTW tree. I might take a picture later, but I forgot my camera today.
Right. Well, we have several trees here. Which one?
The WTAW tree.
Oh, I didn't even know. Which one is that? Is that the ugly aluminum one, or is that the green one?
No. It's the one it's in patriotic colors and little lovingly created newspaper paper mache balls.
Note to self, walk through the office today and look at the Christmas trees. Because I think we have at least three here and one in Mr. Downs'
We've got
office.
Five. We've got one for every station plus extras.
There you go. And, of course, we once again have music in the Crystal Park Plaza. In case
you come in
during the holiday season, we do play Christmas music. But something had happened and our little music machine went down, but it's up and going again, so everything's okay. All right, so this could be another reason Americans are a... Oh, do you have the coach ready? Can you find the coach? You know, the Oklahoma
State coach? Wait, Coach Fat?
Fat? Very nice. Now, that's Coach Gundy from Oklahoma State. But that's the one. Okay, so this could be the reason that U.S. Americans are a bit... Thank you. One of those would be the amount of alcohol that we drink. 16% of our calorie intake comes from alcohol.
Yeah, but how many people are they sampling and how many people drink all the alcohol for everybody else?
You're taking my share. And on any given day, nearly 33% of men and 20% of women are drinking alcohol.
It's because we're too busy stuffing chocolates.
I don't know. 33% sounds high to me. I don't know.
Seem a little steep.
I didn't have any idea, but that would be kind of something interesting to know how that stacks up against other first world countries. And I'm thinking France are knocking down a lot more alcohol.
Yeah, no, I would think British and German and French are all drinking more than Americans.
I don't think we've ever said that German people as a people are thin, have we? You know, I don't
no,
know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what this discussion is about.
That's right. Great Britain. They just got bad teeth, but I don't know.
And us Americans?
Yeah, this we are. We're doing our part. We're doing our part. So, but anyway, 33% of men, 20% of women drink alcohol or downing alcohol. It doesn't say how often, but there you are. Shocking. Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was just a dumb throwaway
comment. Shocking. Emerging evidence may support accusations that BP lied about the extent of the oil spill.
What?
I can't imagine. They weren't telling the truth?
Welcome to the club.
Huffington Post says that a former BP engineer, his name is Kurt Mix, he is charged with destroying spill-related text messages. Well, part of his defense is going to be to release some emails that show that BP knew about the true extent of the leak almost immediately. His lawyers say that he warned his supervisor that the fatal rig explosion could leak 146,000 barrels per day, but just 2 days later, BP executives were estimating it was 1,000 barrels a day. Oh, they just put the comma in the wrong place.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Anyway, BP pled guilty last month to several spill-related felony charges, including misleading Congress about the spill size. But so far, one executive has been indicted, and he plans to plead innocent. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Salvation Army bell ringer to set new record. Can you imagine? Kevin, I guess you've done that before, right? Rung the bell before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we've done that too, and it's a... Go out there, and there's a technique to it, just so you know.
Really?
There is a technique.
Is it kind of like stirring the garlic oil at Olive Garden, how you have to kind of fling the bottles a certain way?
The idea is that you cup your hand, okay, and you hang the bell down like between your second and third finger, and then you just ring it that way. You just shake your hand. Otherwise, you could cause like carpal tunnel ringing syndrome. So, and that's the way I did it. I don't know about you, Kevin.
That's exactly what I did.
That's what you just kind of like. Put your hands at your side and kind of make a little C there, you know, or an L, I guess, and then you just hang the bell right there and you shake it.
So, like, if you were doing the Vulcan symbol, the bell would go in between the two halves? Is that what you're... I'm trying to picture
that's
what
exactly,
you're saying.
I know that's exactly what Scott was thinking.
Yeah, I was... It has nothing to do with Vulcans, actually. It just has to do with, you know, most people who have... four fingers and a thumb, and you just
stick it
right
in there. Is it between your middle finger and your ring finger, or is it between your pointer and your middle finger?
No, it'd be, well, you can put it between any fingers that you want.
Yeah, but which ones were you talking about?
The middle finger and your ring finger.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it would be like the Vulcan symbol. Really?
Yeah. And so, as a result, the Salvation Army officer, I don't know, I'm not sure. The Salvation, you didn't get enough sleep, is that it?
I didn't.
You're pulling a double, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because you're doing afternoons this week too, right? Okay, a Salvation Army officer in Pennsylvania says he will try for a national record for consecutive bell ringing. Ray Kunos said that he will start ringing his bell today at 8 o'clock in the morning outside the Walmart in Unity, Pennsylvania, and he'll keep clanging for as long as he can. 10 to 15 other bell ringers across the country are attempting to set a record. The current record is 60 hours.
Golly.
60 hours. The bell ringers attempting a record get a chance to have a 10-minute break every 4 hours.
You go crazy without any sleep.
Every 4 hours. Hello.
So tell me, the thumb was involved with the middle and the ring finger, was it not?
The thumb was involved with the middle and the ring finger? How do you mean?
In the bell,
ringing the bell.
The bell.
Oh, no. No. As a matter of fact, no.
Really?
You hang your... In other words, you put your hand straight at your side, then you turn your fingers up, okay, and got that, and then at a 90-degree angle, and you hang the bell down from those fingers, and you just shake your hand, okay?
I see. I'm there with Kat. I was kind of missing the
finger. Okay, all right, very good. Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you, sir. Right. I appreciate it.
I never thought we would have to diagram
had
bell
no idea, but there you go. Well, we may have a picture up later today.
Yeah.